This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Better than you ever could imagine. You just got to wait on your breakthrough. Your tears are temporary relief. Your tears are just a relief.
Every now and then, Let your child sing that little song. Let them sing it from one word to the end. Come on, believers. And when they get through, say, now, if you learn your lesson, when you bring that report home, when you bring that report card home, let it have one A from the top to the bottom. Hold it. I'm going to the grown-ups. Because the grown-ups can go down the highway with the little children in the back. And they can sing some of those songs from. They can sing Keisha Cole. Fantasia. All the way from one ear to the other. But you say, get in the choir. Oh, I can't sing. Well, you was on key when you was on. Poor kids, they back there suffering. Lord, mama gonna sing this song and rewind it and play it again. Hit the track and play it again. Mama gonna sing this song all day long. Let me out of here. Just get me to school. Watch. Watch. Let's give that to God. What kind of ground are you? Watch this. The seeds are the word. When you hear the word of God, does it fall on stony ground? Does it fall on ears that have their minds on something else? Does it fall on the ground? Watch this, the next one. Go to the next point. What kind of ground are you? Secondly of all, are you saved? Amen. This is a good one. Because if you're not saved, then none of this means anything to you. You just come into church. You just, you know, you ain't got nothing else to do. Or somebody invited you. And you, are you saved? Strange how sometimes in church we got people that come to church, aren't saved, and aren't coming there to get saved. And they're going to find out at the end of this age, you just wasted your time. Am I stony ground? I just wasted my time. Are you serving? Talk back to me. Am I serving the Lord? Or am I just coming? Oh, I go. See, some people go to church just to say at work the next day or at school or whatever, I went to church. That's religious piety, what we call it. You just went to church. Well, what church you go to? Oh, I went to Christian Love yesterday. Ooh, the service was good. What did they preach about? I know Reb was good. He preached. Some people come to be entertained. Choir sure sounded good. Ooh, they got Liz in the choir and child choir. Ooh, she just tear up the church. But what did he preach? I don't know. Some of us come to church for, I know he's all right. Yeah, you know, we're entertained. We're emotional. We like to be emotionalized. But we did not get the word. And because we didn't get the seed and we didn't receive what we heard, then guess what? We were just in better shape as we were before we came. Are you saved? Are you? I can't answer that for you. Have you given your life to Christ? You see, when people give their lives to Christ, this is what I learned. When people give their lives to Christ, there are some things you don't have to say. Because the Spirit, they listen at the Spirit and they just do it. You don't have to beg them. You don't have to plead with them to do some things in the kingdom. They just do it. You know something else you'll learn about people that are saved? Those people that are working in the kingdom, they love it. They never get tired. I mean, well, they get a little tired, but they never quit. They don't get what they want from God and then quit. God told David, listen at this. I want to talk about the people that get a little something from God and then quit. You cut yourself so short. You know, we get the car, we get the husband, we get the house, or we get the job, or we get the position on the job. And, we, you know, we up until the end, we come to church, we faithful. And then once we get it, we stop. God told David, he says, David, after David has sinned, God told David, he said, David, I would have given you a blank check. He says, if I would not have given you such and such, which means God says, listen, David, if you had just kept on, I would have given you a blank check. Can you imagine a blank check from God? In other words, watch this. I wish that everybody in the church would get the blind Bartimaeus syndrome. You know what the blind Bartimaeus syndrome is? Blind Bartimaeus was on the road asking the Lord to help him, and then Jesus heals him of his sight. He gets his sight, and you know what blind Bartimaeus does? He follows Jesus. I wish everybody in the church would get that. Because a lot of people, after Jesus healed them, they, all right, Jesus, got what I wanted. Holler at you later. I holler. When you come back this way, shout at me. We take Jesus, put him up on the shelf. We go back to partying. We go back to you doing what we normally do because we got the car, we got the little house, we've got the, are you with me yet? You know anybody? We've got all of the little stuff that we want, and so we take Jesus and we put him on the shelf. Child, I want to enjoy my life for a while, and we take a recess from God. And Satan be watching and saying, okay, this door is open. And he tear you up. And before you know it, they come crawling back in. Or if they don't, then they go running to another church.
Yeah, somewhere else. That's right.
So, are you saved? Are you serving? Last one, and then I'll leave you alone. Are you applying? These are the ones that the seed fell on the good ground. These are the ones right here. See, the other ones that had the scar, had the seed that which fell on it, and then the other one was the one who had the seed that was stony ground, and then the other one had the one that was the word fell on thorns, and it choked the word out. Watch this. This is the ones that received the word. They came, they heard, they received the word of God. Are you applying the word to your what? Talk back to me, children. Are you applying the word to your what?
Everyday
life. You see, this is just a book with words in it. If you're not taking it and applying it to your everyday life.
Amen.
Have it on your pillow wide open if you want to. Have it on your front desk. Have it in your drawer. Have it on your dashboard, in your certain scripture, favorite scripture. That's not doing you any good. So many people have fooled themselves. You see people with it on their open Bible on their dashboard and on their way to the club. You got some people with an open Bible on their dresser and will curse you out. Big open Bible right there. And will curse you out. Will rob you blind. Are you with me here? Are you applying this seed, this word that you hear? I'm going to let you go. Y'all ready to go? Listen, are you applying it to your everyday life? Or is it something I just hear on Sunday and then I, you know? Are you applying the word of God? Now here's where I'm going to really throw something in on you. Or am I hearing the word, receiving the word, and watching her life? Putting her life under surveillance, or his life under surveillance, or his life under surveillance. The reason why God's word isn't doing some of us any good is because we are trying to straighten out her life, or trying to straighten out his life, and we're not applying the word of God to our lives. Talk back to me. I'm spending hours and hours trying to get their lives together. This is my brother, so I'm going to try to talk to Rodney and try to get him and try to get him to understand and try to get him right and try to get him in church and get him straightened out and try to get him to doing the things he's supposed to be doing. That's my brother, you know, and I love him, so I'm trying to get him right. And my life is in shambles. Ask me what John 3:16 say. I don't know what John 3:16 say. Because I'm not applying it to my everyday life. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. I'm not applying that to my everyday life. I'm trying to talk to Rodney and Trenda and get them together. Did I read a scripture this morning so that I can be ready for what Satan throws at me today? No. I'm trying to talk to Rodney and Trenda and get them together. Tell them to get their life together and quit drinking and quit smoking. Jesus says, first, take the whole beam out of your eye. Well, let me put it in plain English, since you might know it like this then. Sweep around your own front door. Watch this. Are you applying the word to your everyday life? Watch this. Here's a good one. Are you having, talk back to me. Is it on the board? Is it working? Are you having life-changing? See, if you're not having life-positive, life-changing experiences in your life, chances are you're not getting the word. Chances are you're not applying the word, because if you are applying the word to your everyday life, you're having some life-changing experiences. You're having some challenges, of course. But you're having some experiences that are literally changing your life. Preach, Reverend Turner. You ought to preach by yourself today. There are some things that you ought to have going on in your life after you applying the word of God to your life every day. There ought to be some testimonies that you ought to have that you just can't keep to yourself. There ought to be some things that are happening that you just got to tell somebody about. There ought to be some things that you, when you walk into the door, somebody ought not ask you to stand up on your feet and give God, I'm just going to do that anyway because of what God has done for me in my life. If you're having some life-changing experiences, you become a life-changing experience addict. You want more. I've got to have something to happen in the kingdom of God today. Something got to go on. Something. I know God is going to do it. I don't know how he's going. See, you become an addict. You just get crazy with it because you know that God is going to do something in your life somewhere along the line, no matter how bad things may get, no matter how big the challenges might get, no matter how high the mountains might get in your life, you just automatically know that I've had a life-changing experience with God before, and so now I'm going to trust in him for the next thing. God just gonna do it. I don't know who he gonna do it through. I don't know how he's gonna do it. I just know that. Is anybody there yet? If you've been applying the everyday life word of God to your life, you don't worry about being sick. You might get sick, but you ain't going to stay sick. How many of you been sick? I mean been sick, but you didn't stay sick. I've been sick, but I knew God would heal me. Because if he healed her, surely can't love her no more than he loved me. He woke her up this morning, so surely he'll wake me up in the morning. I wish I had three believers. How many of you ever been broke? If she was unemployed and now she's employed, all I got to do is look to the hills from whence cometh my help, and I can tell the world that all my help. Preach, Reverend Turner, you have to preach yourself happy. You see, when you apply the word of God to your everyday life, you know that God may not come when you want him to. Shoot, I done got happy now. He might not come when I want him to, but I know that he'll show up. Woo! I just trust him. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I just trust him. I trust him at his word. You see, when you apply the everyday word of God to your life, let me tell you, you know that the Bible said that God cannot lie. No, he can't lie. I know that God is tied to his word. And if God is tied to his word, he said, my word won't come back to me. He said, it's going to accomplish what I sent it out to do. God's word can't come back to him empty.
Last one. Last one.
Are you applying the word of God to your everyday life? Put the points back up. Are you applying, are you having life changing? You got to leave here today. And you got to stop and you got to evaluate your salvation. You got to evaluate your Christian life. What kind of ground am I? Are you producing? This could have been 3-1, but I just put it all together. Are you producing? Is everything you do for you?
My God. Okay, now. What you say?
Last one. I won't hold y'all any longer. I swear I won't. Watch this. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Bring it up right quick. I think it's 5:21. Bring it up. Galatians 5. I won't hold you any longer. I can't. Are you producing? Well, somebody is asking now, what?
Come on.
Who is God?
What you say?
Expecting.
Yes.
Go to the next verse. 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 Here's the fruit that you're supposed to be producing. Is the screen on?
Yes.
See, what is God expecting me to produce? If you good ground, if that word has fallen on good ground, and you are experiencing life-changing experiences, if you're getting the word, here's what you're supposed to be producing. One of the fruit is love. You're supposed to love them no matter what. Whether there's an injustice, whether you agree with a decision or not, so well, fine, and wonderful. Go ahead, but you still hate the action. Rodden and Trinder is my sister and my brother. Guess what? I hate they drink. I hate they smoke. I hate they curse. I hate they party all the time. But guess what? In the end, don't mean we got to hang together. Don't mean that I got to run behind Charles just because he don't like me and I don't like him. Just because he done lied on me and scandalized my name, I still love him. I ain't got to run with him. At the end of the day, we don't have to be buddy-buddy.
All right.
But I got to love him. he could very well be my ticket to heaven.
Amen. Amen. Could be your lifeline.
Here's another fruit. You're supposed to have not only love, but you're supposed to have joy. Let me tell you about joy and happiness. See, many of us that just hear the word on Sunday, don't they happy. So when trials and tribulations come along, they always in depression. That's happiness. But when you got joy, no matter what happens, no matter how it happens, no matter when it happens, you might ask yourself the question, why me? Why now? Why this? But I still got my joy. You're supposed to have peace. Galatians 4 and 7, just write it down. Galatians 4 and 7. See, you're supposed to have peace that passes it. Next of all, you're supposed to suffer through things. You got to suffer through it. Why? Because Jesus suffered with us. Rodney and Trundle is my brother and my sister. I just keep you. I'm sorry. But they ain't that bad. But but I'm going to suffer with them because I you're supposed to have goodness. You're supposed to have faith.
Yes.
See, if you are not producing these fruit, you are a tree. And if you're not producing these fruit, chances are God is not pleased with you. The sower, the seed, and the ground. I don't think I can do any more with it. Let's go home.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Marler Furniture is a proud community sponsor, 98 Bolton Avenue.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary. A family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking needs. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Thank thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8777.